thank you all for coming out today. Really appreciate you coming out, especially our fans and partners who joined us a little bit earlier tonight, today, and are here for the press conference. I also want to thank especially the Ford family, Mr. and Mrs. Ford, and I know Mr. Ford can't be here today. He's a little under the weather, but hey, boss, I know you're watching on TV at home. To Bill Ford, of course, to Muff Morris, who also couldn't be here with us today, to Sheila Hamp, Elizabeth Kontulis, their leadership through this process is, and support has been truly valuable, and thank you for being here today. You know, when we started the conversation about what to do this upcoming season, the Ford family was very clear. They said, how do we win? Remembered clear as day, how do we win the NFC North in 2014? And how do we bring a consistently winning football team to the city of Detroit and to Lions fans? And that was what governed our actions from that point forward. When I sat with you guys a couple of weeks ago, we talked about having a profile for the next head coach of the Detroit Lions. And we talked about a process that had already started when we met with the media 2 weeks ago. That was a very thorough process. We met with several candidates. We had other discussions with many others. Some of those are publicly known, some aren't. But with Martin and myself and others who were involved in the process, there was a tremendous amount of work done, and we had the good fortune of meeting a lot of different, very qualified head coaches. But two stood out for us as meeting the profile that we had set forth. And just in case you didn't think we had one, it's here. We had a profile laid out, I told you that, 2 weeks ago. And two men fit that profile and were real finalists for us. One of those, Ken Wisenhut, is somebody that we wanted to have additional conversations with and had offered to bring him to Detroit for additional conversations and a chance to meet the Ford family. He had a great opportunity in Tennessee, and they got a fine man and a fine football coach. The other finalist is sitting to my left, and I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity to introduce to you, to Lions fans all over the place, the next head coach of the Detroit Lions, because he fits our profile to a T. And when I talk about things like leadership, experience, a sound football philosophy, intelligence, communication skills, integrity, accountability, discipline, those are the kinds of things that time in and time out we heard just when people were describing Jim Caldwell. Wherever he's been, he has left a positive mark. And every person who has come in contact with Jim Caldwell speaks extremely highly of not only his character, but his football intelligence and his ability to lead a football team. There is no doubt that anyone who thinks we settled for Jim Caldwell doesn't know Jim Caldwell. I couldn't be more happy to have the opportunity to introduce him to the city of Detroit and to all of you as the next head football coach of the Detroit Lions. But before we do that officially, I wanted to turn it over to our general manager and executive vice president, Martin Mayhew.